Minnesota received two A's, a D, and two F's on this year's State of Tobacco Control Report. Pat McCone, Minnesota spokesperson for the American Lung Association, says Minnesota scored an A in smoke-free air and access to ways to quit, but fell off quickly.
With a D around our tax level on these products and two F's, funding of the state tobacco prevention program, and we're very concerned about that with the changes at the federal level, and also an F in ending the sale of all flavored tobacco products.
Despite getting an F in flavored tobacco products, McCone says the Minnesota Youth Tobacco Survey that released a few months ago showed promise.
Vaping rate is down among youth. The students are feeling a better sense of belonging and being part of the school environment, and also less anxiety and depression.
McCone says funding for tobacco prevention has been greatly impacted by the elimination of the CDC's Office of Smoking and Health in 2025 due to federal funding cuts. The ALA recommends Minnesota restrict access to all flavored tobacco products, preserve funding for prevention and treatment programs, and maintain a high price for all commercial tobacco products. For this Minnesota Minute, I'm Ashley Walker.